The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Hi there, Adam.
Hi, morning, Chris.
6 days after that devastating fire, the human cost of the Grenfell Tower.
Yes, the death toll still stands the same, so it's still officially 79, although, frankly, they've only identified 5 people, so there's a slight unofficial element to the 79, and they still believe that the death toll will go up from there. It's rather extraordinary that we're heading for a week on that they don't know entirely everyone who's missing and everyone who was in there, but... There's still the controversy of the official response, although 180 families who lived in Grenfell Tower or nearby, because also some nearby buildings have had to be cleared out while they ascertain whether the tower is safe, they have now received government emergency money and also temporary accommodation found for 125 people. So officially, it's only taken a week, but all those people who needed immediate support now have it. I mean, I joke about it only taking a week. Some people were desperate after 2 or 3 days. Mm. Also, though, a chilling assessment, I'd say, from the clinical director at King's College Hospital. 12 of the fire survivors are being treated there. He says it'll take them months to recover. And also, as this guy Duncan Bew put it, they were expecting hundreds of patients, is what he said, and certainly they'd made preparations for scores of casualties to arrive at his hospital, but they never arrived. And that'll tell you to some extent that people either survived and were okay, maybe with some mild smoke inhalation issues, or they died.
They died, yeah.
Very little in between, really.
Deal or no deal for the PM?
Yeah, we still only have our minority government. What are we now, 12 days after the general election? Theresa May is still Prime Minister and Boris Johnson is still Foreign Secretary. And the Brexit negotiations have started, but there is no deal yet between the Conservatives and the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland, which is the party that essentially will prop up the Conservatives in power. So the DUP warning is don't take us for granted. And indeed, there is still, we're told, no actual agreement. But it's brinkmanship because within, about 14 hours or so, the Queen's speech will set out the government's 2-year programme for legislation. Well, if you haven't got the backing of the party that's going to prop you up, what kind of a programme is that going to be?
Yes.
If you're setting it all out and then it goes to the vote, I mean, usually it's a foregone conclusion. The government gets the first vote underway, but yeah. If they don't have the DUP, it could go against them, so we could be back to square one.
The mess continues. Now, have you turned on your car air conditioner yet?
Yes, I discovered that. I thought, this is a very good idea. but yeah, you're 33 degrees, I know is what you said in your forecast for London. And today it was about 32-ish. And then I believe the official definition of a heat wave is to achieve 5 days, 5 degrees above your monthly average. So 30 degrees is above the monthly average, and therefore officially we'll have a heat wave tomorrow.
That's
and
mild for us during summer.
I do understand that you tend to get it a tiny bit hotter than that. And I've been on holiday to Turkey when it was 49. So lots of Brits have experienced hotter weather. But there are plenty of people saying, hang on a moment, including I noticed an Australian called Daniel Richardson on Twitter saying, hang on a moment, 30 degrees in London is much worse than 40 degrees in Penrith. I'd take 40 degrees in Penrith any time. So, there's something about a city and it being a bit stinky and sweaty, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I understand completely. Adam, thank you very much for that.
Cheers, Chris.
Adam Gilchrist.